It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. 2001 was a bad year for business. Accounting scandals turned out to be full-blown corporate fraud at WorldCom, Tyco, and Enron. Then came Sarbanes-Oxley, the bill that was supposed to make investors believe in American companies again. Among other things, it tightened rules for corporate audits and forced executives to certify financial statements. The bill that transformed American business is now 5 years old. One obvious champion is Chris Cox. He's the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which regulates investors and markets. He hears all the time from corporate leaders who complain loudly that the law is complex and costly to comply with. When he came into our studio, I asked him whether it has, in the last 5 years, been worth the cost.
Absolutely. That's when one looks back at where we were in 2002 and then looks at the markets today, it's impossible not to conclude that we have recovered and recovered admirably. In 2002, there were, as you pointed out, huge scandals involving billions of dollars in fabricated earnings. It was absolutely important to make sure that investors could rely on financial statements, rely on audit committees as a check against fraud in those financial statements, that they could be assured of more real-time disclosure, and that there would be oversight of the entire accounting profession, which the law established.
But there's been a big complaint that the law has forced companies out of the United States. A growing list of firms, and especially European ones, are delisting from the New York Stock Exchange, setting up in other financial capitals. How much would you say Sarbanes-Oxley is responsible for that?
Well, Sarbanes-Oxley is one piece of a much larger puzzle when one looks at the global capital markets. There is much more competition now than ever there has been before. And so the United States has to constantly sharpen our competitive edge.
Has the law done as it was intended, that is, decrease incidence of corporate fraud?
Well, there are many ways to measure that. One way to measure it is the number of private securities class action suits that are brought to rectify instances of fraud. There is no government restraint or control on those actions. They're freely filed, and they're filed when people are aggrieved. Those suits now are way down compared to just a few years ago. I'd say that's good news.
One thing that Sarbanes-Oxley was supposed to do was help uncover corporate fraud, and there were rewards for whistleblowers. But one study has shown that successful whistleblowing has actually fallen, and that frivolous accusations against managers have risen. What accounts for that?
Well, there are two things going on here. One is that the law made it easier for whistleblowers to bring things to the attention, for example, of the audit committee. But at the same time, there is a lot more self-reporting going on than ever before. This is due to the changed climate in companies, on boards of directors, with law enforcement, where it's very, very obvious that the penalties for not doing so are severe. As a result, we have had, for example, with respect to the stock option backdating scandals that the SEC is investigating in hundreds of cases, most of what we are busy working on is the result of self-reporting. That would never have happened prior to 2002.
Is it, in a sense, a positive for Sarbanes-Oxley that companies continue to more or less not like it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think we start with the certainty that it is possible for investors and the companies in which they invest to simultaneously prosper. After all, when an investor puts his or her money at risk in a business, they succeed if that business succeeds and they fail if the business does not. It is not necessary that there be a wedge driven between those interests.
At the five-year mark, have you seen companies come around to you and say, I submitted to this law kicking and screaming, but now we're doing so well, I see its point?
Yes, that has happened repeatedly. There's never been a question about benefits. The only question has been about costs. And what has happened is that the costs have come down.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Happy to be with you.
Chris Cox is chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission.